The face-to-face interview can be life-changing. I'm Leslie Kerwin, and I'm looking at how important the interview is to companies large and small, even today, with the mounting use of recruitment tools deploying artificial intelligence to weed out the weakest candidates. And I ask, will the face-to-face interview survive?
So, Leslie, here we are at Bromley Football Club, where we are currently building the new south stand of the stadium, a 1,500-seat stand with a sports complex behind. It's terrible weather today, Leslie. Why don't we go to the office?
Oh, please. A cup of tea would be good.
That's Dermot Rooney, who's a director at the construction firm MJ Rooney. I'm here to talk to him about how he hires new people. 3 years ago, In Business looked at recruitment and how you get to the final interview stage, how employers were starting to use artificial intelligence and algorithms to assess candidates' characters and skills. Algorithms are complicated computer rules which analyse data, and they can be used, for example, to decide who gets an interview. In this programme, I want to focus more on the face-to-face interview itself. And that's why I've come here to South London. MJ Rooney employs 60 people, and as a smaller, family-run firm, it takes a pretty traditional approach.
For me, I think using algorithms and technology in that process is really for larger companies. I can understand if they've got hundreds of CVs and they need to get that down to a reasonable number. For a company like ourselves, we really look at the CVs that come in. There might be 50 or 60, and we can narrow that down through the categories that we put together, and we almost score them to get the relevant and the right people to interview.
How do you score them?
You're listing the requirements, and that could be it could be the knowledge, it could be experience, it could be skills.
What does a face-to-face interview tell you about somebody?
Face-to-face interviews really give you an opportunity for that person to show you a little bit of their charisma, to tell you what their passion is, also how they want to progress with their careers and move forward, because all of that information is important to us as an employer.
Is it possible that some of the people you're interviewing just don't know what they're capable of?
It's something we find all the time, that we are always looking for the potential, particularly with apprentices, and they don't even realise that they have the potential themselves, so they're not really seeing themselves as well as they should do. One example I can give you is Archie. He was a college leaver.
I'm currently doing a quantity surveying apprenticeship, and I'm 19 years old.
Archie contacted MJ Rooney out of the blue about becoming an apprentice and was promptly invited to interview. No sophisticated test to take. He was expecting to be interviewed for a manual job on the building site. But during the interview, Dermot Rooney saw something else in him.
They asked me about my personal skills, qualifications, asked me what I wanted to do. Because at the start, I was like thinking more on site. But then we started speaking and like we found that I enjoy maths quite a bit. I've done it in my A-levels. We were talking about it and it seemed like somewhere in the office, quantity surveying would be like a good route for me to take. And in the second interview, we discussed about which path I would take down there. They created a job for me. What a compliment it is for them to like create something for me, like a route for me to take.
And so you're going to end up with a degree in quantity surveying?
Yeah, after 2 years doing the like, MVQ, hopefully I'll go into like a sponsored university course. Yeah, fingers crossed. I reckon I can do it.
Because you like spreadsheets, I'm told.
Oh, I love them. Excel is beautiful.
I wish I could see the beauty in spreadsheets. Never mind. For Archie, the face-to-face interview paid off big